Episode 35.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, and welcome to Countdown, the action-packed sequel to my first patio book, Drive. I know you're going to find Countdown as unforgettable as Drive, so you'll want to pick up the print version available soon on Amazon. I couldn't find a major publisher that was interested, so I'm copying them all by hand, and the loose leaf binder it comes in can be used to hold all my other books, which you'll also want to buy. But enough of me. Well, actually, there's never enough of me. In fact, I picked out the background music you're listening to. It's I Need Your Love by Gentry Bronson, and it can be found on the Podsafe Music Network. But now, let's get to me reading my new patio book, Countdown.
5.
The word came through loud and clear on Daniel's headset. The countdown was going just as planned. Why then, Daniel wondered, did things here in the mission control room seem not quite right? Daniel Williams was a seasoned veteran of what seemed like dozens of these events, dating back to the early 90s. My God, has it really been that long? He wondered to himself. He remembered his first countdown. He was so nervous he almost forgot to give the go response when his station was polled. He was just a kid back then. In the years that followed, there was plenty of drama, even heartache and disappointment, all teaching him to grow up, teaching him to relax, yet stay on guard. So today, with just 5 seconds left, he couldn't shake this feeling that something was wrong. He took a moment to look up from his console. Sitting at the next station to his right, as always, was Jane Watley. This cocky 30-something brunette was the very definition of the word professional. Jane was studying her monitor. No, check that. She was staring it down, almost defying the screen to show her an anomaly. But Daniel knew that with only 5 seconds left, such a blip involving one of the systems she was monitoring was unlikely. What was giving him that gut feeling that something wasn't right? Perhaps it was the visitors at the back of the room. It wasn't an uncommon occurrence. Dignitaries were often present at these events. Daniel was rarely told who they were, nor did he care. That was probably his disdain for bureaucracy showing through. It was red tape that had led to the false imprisonment of his parents, an ordeal that forever changed his mother. But no, Capitol Hill paper pushers were not the cause of Daniel's uneasiness. Maybe it was the military brass on the other side of the glass observation wall. They always tended to raise the tension level a bit. No, Daniel thought, that couldn't be it. When he had been stationed overseas, he had dealt with the spit-and-polish types. The kind of men who would leave you to fend for yourself in the middle of a firefight that seemed to last forever. Stranded, with no supplies and only enough ammo to last till midnight. But this was different. With just 5 seconds left, there was an unshakable sense that something was just not right. What was the problem? For a moment, he considered that it might be the dancing bear that was twirling around in front of the room's large wall monitors. What was his name? Oh yeah, Bongo. Could that be it? Hardly. No more than it could be the NASCAR mechanics making brake adjustments to the Ford Taurus parked by his console. No, this was something different. Something as concrete as the Boston cream pie sitting on the dessert tray behind him. Yet, as ethereal as the music the string quartet was performing by the control room jacuzzi. Then, as he gazed upon the magician performing tricks at the birthday party going on by the rock-climbing wall, it came to him. It struck him. It struck him hard. As hard as the artificial hail that was beginning to fall in the control room. It came to him just as the next word was spoken. Be sure to listen to the next installment of Countdown, Faithful Podiophiles. Here's a sample of the action.
4.
Jane Watley became aware of an almost surreal atmosphere in the control room.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.